back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, we'll pick it up with the 1980s with Diana Ross. Then we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Martha Reeves and the Mandelas, Rick James, the Four Tops, and the Supremes. Well, first up this half hour, Diana Ross, and It's My Turn, right here on Motown Memories.
I can't cover up my feelings in the name of love, or play it safe for a while that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand, this time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances.
Now one. Here's all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I want to sing a song about pride. Listen, you know I love you more than anything, but you got that mind of pride standing in between. This is what you gotta do.
Motown memory from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Tear It Down. It only reached 103 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but a somewhat respectable number 37 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1972. Before that, Glass Night and the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, number 19 on the Pop Charts and number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1967. And we started with Diana Ross and It's My Turn, number 9 on the Pop Charts from 1980. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, coming up, a great song from Rick James called Give It To Me, Baby. Well, Rick James was born James Ambrose Johnson Jr. on February 1st, 1948, and he died of a heart attack on August 6, 2004. He was influenced by singers such as Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson, and he started singing in doo-wop and rhythm and blues groups as a teenager in his hometown of Buffalo, New York. Well, after entering the U.S. Navy to avoid getting drafted, he deserted to Toronto, where he formed the fusion group called the Minor Birds, whose lineup included Neil Young. Well, the Minor Birds recorded on the Motown record label in Detroit, and in 1966, he surrendered to military authorities, where he served a one-year prison term for his desertion. His most popular album was 1981's album entitled Street Songs, and it launched him into stardom thanks to the hits Give It To Me Baby, which we'll hear, and Super Freak. An addiction to crack hampered his career in the late 1980s, and in the 1990s, his legal troubles, which included assaulting two women while under the influence of crack, led him to serve a three-year prison sentence at California's Folsom Prison. A mild stroke suffered during a concert in early 1998 interrupted his career for a brief time, and unfortunately he died at the age of 56 on August 6, 2004. Well, here is Rick James, Give It To Me Baby, right here on Motown Memories.
me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the funk, that sweet, funky stuff.
Baby, I need your loving. Got
Tom Fallon.
Darling, just relax. You melt me like hot candle wax. One touch and my whole body melts. Yet you say you can't express yourself.
Tomorrow, yeah, tell me tomorrow.
Robinson would Tell Me Tomorrow, and they reached number 33 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1982. Before that, The Supremes and Touch, number 71 on the Pop Charts from 1971, and that song was the title song of their third album from the 1970s, and it was the first song that was led by Mary Wilson. Before that, The Four Tops and Baby I Need Your Love, in their first top 40 song, reached number 11 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, and number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1964. And we started with Rick James and Give It To Me Baby, number 40 on the Pop Charts, and number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts in the United States from 1981. Well, this hour will feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.